Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
It is Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Coming up, we will talk more Braves guys as their season resumes tomorrow with a 3-game series against the Rangers. Mike's got some guy talk, and I'm going to try to get out of him who gave him bad customer service. That is on the way. This just came out, and I'm just shaking my head and going, why? Major League Baseball announced the 2027 regular season schedule. Why?
More winning hearts and minds, just trying to get fans excited about all these potential matchups, like when the Yankees and Phillies come to town, for instance.
They're not playing next year.
It's all part of their master plan. Try to win over the hearts and minds of the general public, the fans, Carl.
Now, look, I'm not telling you we will be completely done with baseball next year, but I do think it's starting later than it normally should. And the crazy thing is, the schedule is slated to begin sooner than it normally does. March 24th, guys, what? Opening night, streamed live on Netflix. March 24th.
From where, Japan?
Mike, we might be talking about NFL free agency when right. The damn Major League Baseball season opens up.
Nothing's crazier than seeing the Dodgers or somebody playing out in Korea or Japan, and then they go back to spring training. You know, it's just, what the hell are you doing, man? It's such a dopey way to launch your season. I'm with you.
So I only look, and I'm not mad right now. I'm not, but I will be because they knew this was looming. They know the issues and everybody's playing tough guy. And, right. You know, they're digging in their position. But traditionally, opening day is set. Traditional opening day, that is set for March 24th, 14 games on the schedule. So I just saw this. And yes, you can see what the Braves are doing. You can get excited if you want to. I'm not. I'm just not going to do it right now, knowing that Mike, the commissioner and Major League Baseball and the owners are trying to position themselves to be the good guys in this. And so right. That's the only thing. I saw that and I was just like, why even put the schedule out? Just wait.
Yeah, I wonder if baseball, if their union is somebody, you know, do we need to call like an ad agency, a marketing company, a PR firm and get our message out there? What is your freaking message? Baseball.
What is your message?
I mean, look, the Major League Baseball ownership, they're playing. This is some dirty pool. I mean, this is guerrilla warfare for this next labor issue. It really is.
All right. We'll talk more about it coming up. Let's talk to our man, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Let's talk some dogs. Hey, I actually want to ask you about the ACC Media Days, because that's going on. We know SEC Media Days, Mike, will happen next week. You know, I just keep thinking it's Miami and everybody else. The ACC, I do not believe, and I could be completely wrong about this, but I don't see them with multiple teams in the college football playoff. Do you?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I've been here all week in Charlotte at the ACC Media Days, and, you know, I actually came out today with a pretty strong buzz off of Georgia Tech, believe it or not. I've been talking with Justice Haynes and Brent Key, and, you know, I'm going to tell you, that those Jackets have got a lot of confidence, you know, and Coach Key's walking with a lot of swag. You know, I think he feels really good about what they have. And I know we've talked a lot about what they've lost, but, you know, the guys that they've got coming back, and you know, the longer, you know, I'm in this state and the more I learn, the more I recognize, you know, what Brent Key has done there and just how special that program is, and the commitment level and the culture that's happening. And so that's not a program that I'm ready to write off. Let's remember last year, and granted the schedule was what it was, but, you know, that was a team that contended very late. And if we go back to the Georgia game even, you know, they really uglied that up with some fantastic defense and hard-hitting play. And, again, you had a guy like Justice Haynes to the mix. And, look, I know they got a really deep backfield, but I believe this young man is really special. And talking with him today, I'm looking forward to writing about him and AJC.com. And then today we had an article on AJC.com where I spent some time alone with Jim Phillips talking about the league. And, you know, yeah, we look at the, you know, 10,000-foot view, and the Big Ten and the SEC have more money and they control the playoffs. But, you know, Jim Phillips has done an amazing job. When you look at the television audience growth last year, you look at some of the initiatives. I know it's not going to be popular with everybody, but there's going to be 15 ACC games on Friday night. And there's going to be people watching that on TV that normally wouldn't watch an ACC football game. And, you know, now just finishing up with Dabo a few minutes ago and talking with him in the hallway. And, you know, we're going to have a story about Clemson football and where are they at. And, you know, talking with a talent evaluator who's here. And, you know, he's telling me he thinks Clemson's got enough to win 10 games. And, you know, that could be a playoff team. And I did talk with Mario Cristobal earlier in the week and Darian Mensah. And the Canes do have the most talent. And they are the favorite team, as they should be. I don't know if we're ready to say it's a complete throwback to the U. But that playoff run was impressive. And Mario Cristobal has assembled more talent than any team in the ACC. I dare say, I think Miami, if they were in the SEC, could contend for an SEC championship.
So we were talking about Clemson earlier, Mike, just kind of doubling down with Mike Griffith from Dog Nation, now up at ACC Media Days, about who is going to step up. We're not as familiar with SMU because they're kind of like new to the conference, but they've been, you know, a top 25 team. Clemson, is it Vezina is the new quarterback, Christopher Vezina? Is it? I mean, we talked that Georgia, I thought, you know, you look at Georgia Tech, you got to have great assistants. They've changed some guys on their staff. I thought that Dabo really hurt their chances because he just never replaced the brain power, I thought, the last couple of years at Clemson. Is that changing?
Well, I mean, I think it's Dabo's program, but, you know, Chad Morse is a great play caller. And again, you know, it's easy. Like Dabo said today, you know, if you make another yard and you win the game, they love you. If you don't make the yard and you lose, they hate you. I mean, the guy's 151-7 when he leads going into the fourth quarter, but two of those losses were last year. You know, they had three losses by a combined, you know, 11 points. And I know those are talking points, but it's reality. I mean, you know, flip it to Georgia. How easy would it have been for Georgia to lose to Auburn if not for the forced fumble at the goal line? Or how easy would it have been to lose to Tennessee if not for the, you know, fourth down, 28-yard touchdown, you know, that Gunnar Stockton threw to London Humphreys? Or how easy would it have been for Georgia if trailing died double digits, they don't, you know, pick up that 4th-and-3 against Ole Miss? And then all of a sudden you're looking at an 8-4 Georgia, right? And for Clemson, those breaks just didn't go that way last year. And it's an outlier for Dabo. I think they're one of only four programs in the nation that have had winning seasons 15 years in a row. So, you know, who's the fool here? Is it Dabo for the outlier, or is it everyone else that's going to jump on 1 year and ignore 11 championships in 15 years and pretend like he forgot how to coach? Now, the question is, talent acquisition and usage of the portal, and how much money does Clemson really have now, guys, to sit at the big boy table? You know, those things are real, and I don't care who the coach is. You know, you've got to have talent. I mean, we saw what Lou Holtz did in Notre Dame, and then we saw how different it was at South Carolina. And what was the difference? Lou Holtz had talent at Notre Dame, right? Even Steve Spurrier, what did he win, 7 titles in 12 years at Florida? He did get at South Carolina to one SEC championship game, but So I think,
I mean, 11 wins a couple of years. I mean, I'm just saying 11 wins at South Carolina is about as good as it's going to ever be.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so I'm not ready to, you know, again, give up on Dabo. And that's what I said, you know, being here for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and covering this with Gabe Burns, you know, we're going to have a battery of stories over the next couple few days on AJC.com on these things. But it's been an eye-opener, and I've been very impressed with what I've seen at these ACC kickoff days. I've seen a lot of, you know, beyond the field, boring stuff like innovation when it comes to revenue generation, when it comes to scheduling, when it comes to some of the coaching hires. I'm encouraged. If you're an ACC football fan, I would be encouraged this year by what you're going to see on the field. I mean, look at the battery of quarterbacks you've got around the league. I talked to Jimbo Fisher about that. You know, compare ACC quarterbacks to other leagues. And, you know, there's a lot of really talented guys. So it's a different – it's obviously not as deep or as physical as the SEC. I think it's as deep as the Big Ten, but not as physical. But is that a bad thing now that we're talking about there being two seasons and, you know, make it in the playoff and then who gets hot?
What do you make of James Franklin? I think he's a really good coach, but are we underestimating him at Virginia Tech?
Well, it depends on what your expectations are out of the gate, whether you're underestimating or not. I mean, do I think he's going to go in there and win a national championship in the next 2 or 3 years? No. Do I think he can bring Virginia Tech back to, you know, relative prominence? Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's a very unique place, and obviously Frank Beamer, you know, did some very special things there. But another school that when you look at the NIL bucket, you got to look closely and, you know, can they find some non-traditional ways to, you know, it's not what people want to hear, right? You want to hear, oh, he's good at, you know, finding talent, or you want to hear that, oh, he's good at developing talent. Well, guess what? All these coaches are. And what's oftentimes the separator is the money. You know, Blacksburg's not a big media market. You know, there wouldn't seem to be a lot of natural tie-ins for major sponsorships. But when you get back to asking about James Franklin, you know, I go back to what he did at Vanderbilt. He made Vanderbilt a top 25 program. He recruited talent there. And I would say this is probably not as big of a lift as Vanderbilt was back in the day. It's certainly not as talent rich as Penn State has been. You know, but based on the fire that he's shown and, you know, the history that Virginia Tech has, I absolutely think that can be a 7-win team this year.
Talking with our man Mike Griffith, guys, from Dog Nation up there at ACC Media Days. I was joking around with Carl. I said it's very Bobby Petrino-like, Mike. Get your take on this. To have Tom Herman coming to the Florida State program as literally a stab in the back is forthcoming. I mean, it just seems like Mike Norvell's dead man walking, as Carl said yesterday.
Well, you know, me being here covering this, this is my first rodeo at ACC Media Days. You know, there was a 2019, I created a Freshman Player of the Year award. Mm-hmm. And the first ever winner was Trevor Lawrence. And we named that out even before he beat Alabama. And I go back, you know, with Dabo Sweeney to 1994 when I knew him, when I was covering Alabama and he was on the staff. So I've stayed in touch with a lot of people at Clemson over the years. And certainly, you know, my relationship with Georgia Tech, you know, over the last 10 years as a Georgia beat writer and the respect that they've earned in my eyes, even as I poke and jab and have fun, because that's what we do with rivalries. I personally respect and like Georgia Tech, and I was the first guy to come out and write a column saying they better hire Brent Key when they were messing around talking about hiring somebody else.
Right,
this guy is a natural. He fits. You know, take this comment for what it's worth, but the vision I have at Brent Key sitting when he's sitting there and his legs crossed and his designer suit, which if you can get a picture of, you really need to show it because Brent Key is styling. He looked like a young Philip Fulmer. And Philip Fulmer won championships, and Philip Fulmer built a culture, and I mean that in the most positive way. And Brent Key was a winner against Georgia when he was at Georgia Tech. He won the majority of his matchup. He coached under Nick Saban. He understands the formula. He sells the rivalry. Georgia Tech could not possibly hire a better football coach for their program than Brent Key. And I'm not saying Brent Key's the best coach in the nation. I'm saying he is absolutely 100% the best coach to be there, and he will get everything out of that school that they will allow him to get. And I haven't talked to him about how much money they give him or how open they are to revenue-generating ideas. They're sitting here on the sidelines and keeping an ear to the ground. If you ask me, the Georgia Tech challenge is not with the head coach and not with the player commitment, not with the talent available. It's with the higher powers and their ability to understand the revenue model and maximize it. They've done some very good things. but they need to do more, and they can do more to give Brent Key an opportunity to win championships.
I agree. Mike Griffith, you make a great point. I want to ask you about tomorrow because everybody will be wondering what Belichick will say. What are you expecting there? Because, look, I was thoroughly disappointed when he got the job. First AC, you know, ACC media days, he goes in, basically does one interview, one with ESPN, and he's out. I was like, what happened to promoting the conference and, like, bringing all this juice? And he didn't do it. And I was like, that's weak sauce. What am I going to get tomorrow?
Well, you know, until he changes my mind, he's an also-ran, and he had a losing record without Tom Brady. Until he changes my mind, and I know that's not a popular theory, but let's face it, you know, those two things are facts, okay? He did not represent the school as well as he could have or should have or was paid to last year.
Sideshow.
And without Tom Brady, he was not the championship coach that – you know, that everyone said he would be. You saw what happened when they split. You saw what happened to the Patriots, and you saw Brady win another Super Bowl. You know, maybe that's a low-hanging fruit take. But I think a lot of us in the media, myself included, sometimes we're guilty of grasping, you know, at that low-hanging fruit and writing the obvious. Oh, well, the Patriots, well, it must be the head coach. And obviously he did enough things to win, and I'm not saying he was a bad coach because he wasn't. But I think he got a lot of accolades, you know, that perhaps in people attributed a lot of qualities and brilliance, you know, that maybe, you know, were more circumstantial than truly earned, quite frankly. And look, this was his opportunity to come to North Carolina, a school that has tremendous backing, that has tremendous resources. And I don't want to say recreate himself, but, you know, show us the legend that he was supposed to be. And he has failed miserably. And I don't say that to generate headlines. I don't say that because I don't like Bill Belichick or, you know, hate. I don't. But that's just what happened, guys. It was hugely disappointing last year. And the fact that he dropped the ball on one of the most important aspects of college football, which is relationships.
Yep.
You know, to this point, that's been a very disappointing hire. And I don't know that one media day's appearance, not that I expect him to do anything special tomorrow. I don't know that winning the press conference changes that for me. Right. And this is it's up to him to determine his legacy. If he wanted to go away with a championship legacy, then he should have taken the paycheck and retired. But if you're going to stay in the ring,
right?
If you're going to be that boxer that goes back out there, you better be ready to fight because we're going to remember what you did in the last round, not the first round.
That's a great way to put it. And again, he was more famous for making tabloid headlines than anything on the football field. Great point, Mike.
Unfortunately, yeah. That's part of that's the nature of our society, and I don't know if we're supposed to cheer him for that or boo him for that. I don't know. I mean, hey, everybody live your own life. At least he's not, you know, married to somebody else or something. At least he's talking about headlines these days, you know?
Right, right.
Great stuff, Mike. We'll talk more about next week. It's going to be exciting, SEC Media Days, and we know you're all over it. I'm looking forward to getting your takes, but appreciate you jumping on, man. Enjoy the ACC Media Days.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Yep. Belichick's the oldest coach in college football, guys. 74. They let go of Mack Brown because allegedly
he was too old. Right.
So, I mean, I only bring that up. I'm not an age discriminate guy. I've said this time and time again, either you can do the job or you can't. But Mike is so on point with what he's saying about Belichick. And my guess is, Mike, he shows up tomorrow, does what's necessary, and gets out.
That's perfunctory. You and I, look, we said it. I don't think we're the only ones who said it in the country. Expect 2 years of nothing from Chapel Hill and Bill Belichick, period. And you're getting that.
Yes, you are. Hey, each Wednesday night, join Damon Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, guys, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news across high school sports in the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we got more to dive into. Some guy talks on the way. We'll talk more about this schedule. MLB releases the schedule, Braves schedule. We're talking about for next year, okay?
Have they ever done it this early before?
Kind of weird, right?
Yeah, they're just like, we'll talk, we'll talk, we'll discuss.
All right.
You think the anger management's working with me, right?
I do. No, it's
taking a while. But it's taking
Hold on. you didn't threaten anybody today with the customer service, did you?
More on that coming up in Guy Talk. Stay tuned.
Okay. Because before I get carried away, like, yeah, it's really working. I don't know if you had somebody in the chokehold.
No, I was good. I was good. I walked away.
Oh, that's good then.
Thank you.
Okay.
Baby steps, brother. Baby steps.
No doubt. Hey, football coverage on 92.9 The Game is presented by Xfinity, guys. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi. One price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity. Imagine that. It is Dukes and Bell. We will get to the Falcon Report. Thanks for Mike Griffith stopping by from ACC Media Days. And, you know, the perspective, again, I just had a guy, he's like, man, he really likes Brent Key. Before we talk baseball quickly, he's not wrong about Brent Key. You can have the right guy. It's still about resources. And it's still about resources.
Right.
So, look, the story with Indiana, and you may be tired of it, but it's just the reality of it. You had a guy that came in and said, I can win here, but here's what I'm going to need. And then you're begging, obviously, one of your you know, richest alums in Mark Cuban to help with the effort. Cuban buys in, and they win a national championship.
Right. You get the best Mendoza. We've got another Mendoza. I mean, look, you've got to be able to find that quarterback. The fact that, you know, like, it's kind of hard to think of Georgia Tech without Haynes King for all he's meant to that program the last few years. Like, I'm a big fan of George Godsey. He's
baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Been an OC in the NFL. I think he's going to bring them whatever they got, he's going to get the most out of it.
Yes.
Okay, now the question to your point is, what do they got on the flats? The over-under from Vegas is 6.5.
I think they're over.
I think that I'm not telling you how to spend your money. Bet the over. I think Tech gets that. I was just surprised when we had Malachi Hosley on earlier today from ACC Media Days, and this is the debate about the transfer portal. I'm not saying this is a symptom, but it sure sounded like it. Some guys were looking about little more selfish in padding their stats. His words, not ours.
Yeah.
When things started to go south at the end of the season, when you needed that extra grit. The NC State game was just ripped your heart out. And the Pitt one was just, as Day-Day said, it was tough to be there and to watch it at Bobby Dodd. And it tears Brent up. You know, he talked about it with us a few months ago. But, I mean, lessons learned. But, again, you're turning guys over. That's the thing. Kirby was able to keep guys around for at least 3 years, and now that's out the window. Mm. And this year he will have more guys that have stayed augmented with the portal. But getting back to your question, I got nothing against what Mike said about Brent. Brent is a tremendous coach. He's learned from the best, going all the way back to O'Leary, working with Nick Saban, and he gets it. You know, but you, if you don't get that life's blood, bro, the Monet coming your way, then you're just spinning your wheels.
It's very hard to win. All right, let's talk about MLB real quick, because we mentioned this. MLB releases the 2027. We're not talking about the Braves starting the season tomorrow or, you know, resuming the season. We're talking about 2027. So you asked me, you said, isn't this a little early? The answer is yeah. But you could look at this two ways, right? You could say, all right, fine. MLB is wanting people to get excited coming off of All-Star break. And, hey, look at what's going on next season. All-Star game's going to be in Chicago and all this stuff. But I am just like, you're getting ahead of yourself.
By the way, I looked it up just so to give you an idea about how Major League Baseball ownership, and they definitely have a plan. They've got a war room.
Yes, they do.
And this is how we break the union and how they're going to try to get everybody and the fans to support ownership. Now, again, what does that mean at the end of the day? You do the – well, the court of public opinion plays into this. Look, Tom Glavine, their Braves fans are mad at Tom because he was a union rep back in 94. Someone's got to do it. You know, it was what it was back then. The 2024 MLB schedule was released in January of 2024.
That's
they're
when
releasing
it's usually released.
The 2027 schedule, yes. And here we are. We just wrapped up the All-Star break.
That's and Mike, it's purposely being done. If you're curious and you want to get excited, I'm not yet. Okay, I want to win this year, but the Dodgers are on the schedule. You're talking about March. Into March 25th, they take a day off, and then they play Saturday, Sunday, and then it's Milwaukee, and then you get into the schedule. But I'm just like, I don't know, man. I'm trying not to get frustrated with this because I want to focus on the Braves, and that's where I'm at with trying to win another World Series. And, again, we'll get back into this conversation right about what it's going to take, Acuna rehab assignment along with Kim, and those guys are trying to get back to it.
Ronald with a grand slam today and a couple of walks.
But I just, you know, the whole thing about, hey, get excited. This is like you're promising me something that probably is not going to happen. That's my problem. And so I'm talking about just baseball across the board. Guys, if everything gets resolved and I look like an idiot, I'd love to take that.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. Trust me on this. There are too many complicated issues for them to just come to the table and go, you know what? Players, we're going to give up everything you want. And you know what? With those guaranteed contracts, forget about that. We don't need all of that.
They're going to put a cap on guaranteed contracts, which the players' union will fight and die. Look, that's why I'm telling you. Every negotiation always starts with, you know, you go high, I go low. They're miles apart. But this is almost like they're not even in the same area code. You know, you feel me on that?
They're not.
And this one, because of the way Major League Baseball is running ads on MLB Network, and they did it on Netflix. By the way, Netflix, you might have made more money for the owners, but you're not helping grow your sport. Lowest ratings since 2003. Only 5.3 million people estimated to watch the All-Star game. That's not helping build your brand.
So, Mike, here's the problem. We've got all these things we're watching. And by the way, most of you didn't even know Netflix was carrying the game. Mike came in here off of vacation. I said the game was on Netflix. You said, excuse me.
What?
Yeah. Did they do a great job promoting it? See, for them, it was just one of the other things you could watch.
And this is something that baseball players in the union could say is, you guys don't promote this freaking sport. You're telling us the sport is broken. We're telling you, you still got great regional numbers. Despite all those TV networks that went belly up like FanDuel and everything else, you still generate big numbers. But the ownership, Major League Baseball, and the commissioner's office, no one does a poorer job of promoting their stars than MLB. Not like the NBA, not certainly like the NFL.
No, it's
and that's, you know, it's but not. That's, and then meanwhile, the ownership wants to cry poverty and say everything's broken. The players saying, get the hell out of here with that. You know, what's broken is you signed off on a contract for Netflix, which just cut your audience in half the classic and the best of all the All-Star games.
And by the way, that was the home run derby. Fox had the,
I'm sorry, not the All-Star, but the home run derby on Monday night.
But it was a great dramatic home run derby. That's right. The problem. Like, that's an issue. All right, Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, as Michael Douglas said in Falling Down, I stood up for my rights as a consumer today. I'll explain. Also, all right, it was nice, it was fun, and I know the kids love it. It's time to put an end to the Savannah bananas.
Ooh.
We'll discuss next. Hey, man, came in hot today in the office. I was telling Carl and Dale in the later day the story today. By the way, Falcons reported 5, a top 10 ranking, which may have you go, about a position involving the Falcons. Stay tuned. But I came in today. I said to Carl, man, you're not going to believe this today. I was trying to get some tires for the SUV, and I had ordered them, or so I thought, about a month ago. And I ordered them in person. You know, I had the guy go out, look at the tires, take a look. Oh, here's the size it is.
Okay.
You know, a couple of Pirellis.
Yeah.
And he said, all right, man, I'll get it all done. Okay. And then you call the place. No one answers. Goes to voicemail. This is a major tire place. And eventually, I rolled down there. And I said, hey, where's I can't find it in the computer. Couldn't find the order. Okay. Well, okay, you took my money for a deposit. Let's try to get it right this time, shall we?
So you're reordering.
Reordering.
Okay.
Right? Face to face. And so, and the guy says to me, well, hey, call me back next week. I said, well, how about you call me when they come in? You know, these aren't cheap tires. I'm putting Pirellis on. These are nice set of rubber. So I'm like, right now I'm agitated, but I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know. You don't know what's going on at the office. He might be a guy working 4 jobs and he's got to answer the phones and run around. They're understaffed. You know, you always try to put yourself in the position of the guy for the most part. Anyway, so today after I talked to the guy, yesterday, I said, oh, yeah, the tires are in. I go down to this place. I said, I'll be there Thursday. I come in today, and the guy that I initially started with, who's a nitwit, you know, is like Jethro Bodine, is like, I can't find it on the computer. I'm like, and I didn't make that noise. I internally said that. And while this, I left out the best part. While I'm going through all of this with a company that doesn't communicate and has terrible customer service, there is a woman screaming with the corporate office of this company about how she's unhappy with what happened with her tires and rotation.
Okay.
Today. So this guy's dealing with this lady who's losing her mind. And then I'm the cherry on top of this guy's bad Thursday morning at this tire place.
She is complaining on the phone?
She's complaining on the phone.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da!
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance, every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Phone okay. Loudly.
Okay.
And then she said, I'm on hold. These people are terrible. And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of getting that vibe right now. And so finally, if this nitwit comes back and he can't find, I'm like, they told me they're here. Finally, I said, you know what, bro? I'll call corporate and get my deposit back because you're incapable of doing anything. I did like Larry David. And I'm like, that's it. I'm out. And so I storm out and I'm like, ah, where am I going to get the tires now? And I drive down the road at pace. Oh, Pep Boys, Manny, Moe, and Jack. Remember that old?
Yes, movie? I do.
So I want to give a shout out to some nice folks, Nikki and Chris. Chris, by the way, turns out to be a huge listener
Chris!
Of Dukes and Bell in 92.9 The Game.
Thank you, Chris.
And tires are ordered with a receipt and a specific date they'll be installed.
Imagine that.
So there you go. So I don't want to put, because I don't know what these guys are dealing with. There might be stuff beyond their control.
Yeah.
But it was horrible.
Did this guy yell at you, by the way? Did he say anything
after
to you?
After I said what I said, he made some offhanded comment. I said, okay, great. I'll throw that in when I call corporate.
Wow.
So yeah, I was like living in Bizarro World. We've all been there. You and I always say, whenever you call somebody for a business, some people, you know how it is. Hey, this is mine. I need blah, blah, blah. You never know what someone's dealing with on the other end. So I always try to give a little, a degree of empathy.
Yes.
For the other people. Until finally, empathy was last week. This is outrage time.
Because you shouldn't have to go somewhere and right. Do the reorder thing and then the lack of communication. There's nothing worse than the lack of communication.
But meanwhile, this lady in the background, she's
going in?
Now she's dropping some F-bombs on the phone. It's getting real.
Yeah.
And it's I hate that. I've always liked to support local businesses. But anyway, thanks to the guys at Pep Boys.
All right, man.
Problem solved.
So you're going to get your tires. You know what date the tires are
Tuesday
coming
morning, baby. Okay. Rolling in.
That's good.
New
That's
rubber
good.
On the ride.
You know what? And you walked away. Good for you.
I did. Now, here's the question. The deposit is only $25. Should I go to the rigmarole to do it? 25 is 25.
It's gone.
Well, I do have the receipt. Oren, I have the receipt.
It's gone.
I do. I have the number from the – I got the thing.
Because these guys are going to be like, he didn't put no deposit down.
You know what? I've got the credit card. I've got it on my statement. I'm going to do it.
We didn't run that.
I'm going to do it. Now,
no, you know
now,
what? Do I sell
out the goober who was yelling at me after I basically told him he's incompetent?
No, of course you should. I mean, look.
Customer, I don't want to see him get fired, but maybe you should not be in customer service.
Yes, everybody's not built for that, Mike.
Oh, I mean, you know what? I'm sorry. I lied. I did say, you know what, bro? This job isn't for you. You should be digging ditches. I did say that.
Oh.
That was after he cussed me.
Oh.
Well, that was after he cussed me. Then I went there. I mean, I knew there was something I left out of the story.
Well, that's what I was asking you.
There you have it.
Okay, yes. Now we're coming. Now we're coming forward.
Let the record reflect. The digging ditches statement came up after the cussing was directed at me. As my back was turned walking out of this establishment.
Look, everybody's not built for it. Customer service. I'll say this, though. I would try to get my $25.
Thank you. I'll let you know how that goes. Hey, man, you and I don't watch the ESPYs. There was a time when it was new and fresh, and there was a real feeling of it was important because of Jim Valvano and the battle against cancer and, Dickie V coming out and later on the tributes to Stuart Scott. There was a time that I would give it the view. I'm not a big fan of award shows. So I didn't watch, and I saw it this morning, and people are going nuts, and I got to agree with him. Look, I get it. It's family fun. And I've defended him because I've heard old curmudgeons talk about, oh, this is silly. This isn't baseball. They're the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. And it's been, the Savannah Bananas are printing money. But last night to start the ESPYs with the Savannah Bananas song and dance routine, did you see it, Oren? Carl, it's as cornball as it gets.
Mm.
I just thought, Day-Day, did you see it? What'd you think? Yeah, see what? Yes, no? Imagine being an elite athlete and this is what the breakout. To start the ESPYs. It was just jive.
Okay, so wait a minute, though. Are you saying they should do away with the Savannah Bananas?
No, I'm just saying the Savannah Bananas 15 minutes are right here.
Ah.
It's right here.
Okay.
Day-Day, I know you love it. It's family
entertainment.
They're selling
out stadiums, man.
Yeah, I was about to say, listen, I'm not hating on them. Yeah, they're doing their thing. I didn't watch it because actually I was watching the WNBA last night.
Good for you, Day-Day. Good for you.
Who was on last night? Caitlin Clark?
Indiana.
Was that her complaining about that call?
Yeah.
There's a lot of crying going on.
I got hit in my quad.
Can we talk about it?
She cries a lot.
A lot of folks and she's a defensive liability.
A lot of folks also saying she's out of shape.
She kind of does look that at times.
Out of shape.
Yeah, the worm is from the girls beating up the white girl to now people are saying she's out of shape. Like, the argument has shifted on Caitlin Clark.
Well, look, I just did the whole thing.
Kareem went off on her, too, by the way.
Yeah, Carl was telling me about that.
Was he wrong?
He wasn't wrong.
He's not wrong.
Not wrong at all.
But if you've not seen those comments, you can check them out. I just feel like every time I watch, casually, she's crying.
Right.
I mean, she's Luca out there.
And I'm sorry, Mike, I don't mean to throw you off on your Savannah bit, but there was one time she cries to the ref. The ref had every right to tear up. The way she approached the ref, she got up
in her
face. The
ref had a lot of grace, by the way.
She really
bowed up, didn't she?
Yeah.
Should have threw her out.
Look, I defended her initially on that whole thing, but yeah, she does. You know, I can see why some of the veterans. You know, now there's
the league is protecting her, Mike.
A degree of short-sightedness for what she's ultimately doing. As big as a pain in the arse as she is, she's raising the awareness in the brand, and you're not flying coach anymore, okay? But yeah, you're right. There are some elements to her being a bit of a pain in the butt. I'll agree with you there. Hey, Shohei Ohtani, he wins an award last night. It's on the ESPYs, speaking of the aforementioned ESPYs. And it was presented by Mike Tyson, along with Jake Paul, and DJ Khaled. So they come out, and apparently Mike Tyson, after they're walking off the stage, the mic is hot. And apparently Mike's, you know, he likes to burn one every now and again. Doesn't watch a lot of baseball. Take a listen. Wasn't really sure that, well, take a listen.
And the ESPY Award goes to, check this out, Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei could not be here tonight. He sends his gratitude and appreciation to ESPN and everyone who voted for him.
Shohei's a guy.
He goes, Shohei's a guy?
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And by the way, I don't know if Mike still, does he still do the hot box thing?
Yes, he's still doing his podcast.
Okay.
He could have just turned around and looked at the picture.
He goes,
of the big bust of the head they put behind the screen.
Shohei the guy? And then you got Jake Paul going, yeah, he's a guy.
Funny stuff.
And now that was, now again, as much as I hate the ESPYs, that was entertainment. Yeah, and it's not scripted, it just happened.
But that tells you, like, literally, hey, we want you to give an award, Mike. Oh, yeah, I'll be there, okay. And he just shows up, and he has no idea who's who, right?
Where's my teleprompter? Anyway, that happened last night. The ESPYs made me laugh out loud. Hey, man. By the way, a couple guys hit me up on the text line feeling that, yeah, they're over the Savannah Bananas, and some guys also feel that, you know, it's still great family entertainment, but maybe it was misplaced to have them opening at something like the ESPYs.
I think that's the phrase, Mike.
You get all these R&B and dance and top 40 and everybody, all these other artists could do it for you, and you went that direction. But in sports, albeit, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Because ESPN's going to sell it as, well, it was entertainment to start the show. That's how they're going to sell it.
Right on. Speaking of entertainment, we mentioned this yesterday for guys who may have missed it because, you know, a lot of folks were watching the World Cup. We're doing the show down at Skoll. Thanks to everybody who showed up. Great time downtown. We talked about this breakfast with the Blue Angels. Now, I was not aware that this is a thing that happens all the time down in Pensacola. And now the pilot who buzzed the beach, apparently they're doing an internal investigation. And now apparently the Navy's going to get involved and somebody's going to be in trouble. But I got to be honest with you. Anytime I've been to an air show, anytime I've been to any event with aviation, I want that thing as low as it can go. I want to feel the rush. Now, yeah, nobody got impaled by by an umbrella or a flying beach chair, but it was pretty amazing. Anytime I've been in those scenarios, like in Indy the last 2 years, they've had the Blackhawks right above the track. It's freaking amazing. So a lot of, I guess, worry warts. It was so dangerous. All that plane needed to do was ingest a bird. It would have been a mass casualty event. And you know who said that? Take a wild guess who said that on Twitter.
Who said
Air
that?
Force guy. Naval aviators know what they're doing, Mr. Air Force. I know Air Force guys know what they're doing, too, but they're just more fun and cooler. Sorry. But anyway, it was badass. I mean, by now everyone's seen the video. But then, of course, they put it on ABC. When I got home, I watched this last night, and you got David Muir dangerously close in Pensacola. Nobody got killed. Some chairs flipped over. Anybody who was there, including kids, went, that's the coolest freaking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The Blue Angels, zoof, right over your noggin.
It really was, like, literally on the beach, if you've not seen the footage. But no, man, look, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a little skewed because, again, we grew up watching air shows, Mike, right, and going to this stuff on military bases. And it's always cool when the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels would show up. And you know, it was a once a year or twice a year kind of deal. But I know they tour the country. And I think Georgia, I want to say South Georgia, gets an air show every year.
Yeah, because I know down at Warner Robins, you know, with the Air Force Museum.
But it changes
else.
Locations.
Peachtree City has one that they do. But yeah, and it's just, I don't know, as a kid, how low can you go? That's what you want. I remember, Oren, remember a couple years ago, Data, you might remember this. I forget, it was a pilot and they did the flyover at Bobby Dodd. I was living in my old building down in Midtown.
It was low?
We were looking directly at them as they were coming down over Bobby Dodd. And somebody got in trouble for that one.
Mm.
And they flared, obviously. But that's what you want. You want it to be as low as you can go. It's cool. Okay, it's freaking cool. Can we just stop being crybabies about everything?
Yeah.
That was incredibly dangerous. I was nearly killed by a Tommy Bahama beach buggy that was overturned. Sorry. Everybody's such a crybaby now.
The ingest a bird thing makes me laugh.
I saw this
tell you something. That bird is done with those engines.
I get it. I mean, but it's just, you know, there's always some, that could be incredibly dangerous. You know, stop it.
Yeah.
Bunch of wimps. Hey, by the way. How many people you think watched Argentina-England over in England?
Okay, good question. I don't know. Because we said we guesstimated yesterday about what the viewership
would be. We're going to get the overnights here in America by tomorrow morning. But it looks like 38% of the population, and of course it's skewed because they had mass viewings in parks and tons of bars and pubs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they guesstimate the 22 million and change was the high watermark. 58.6 is the population of England, so I thought it'd be even more. So 38% of England was watching.
Okay.
Got to be higher than that.
I would think so, too. Because, look, on the verge of going to the World Cup, and by the way, that number had to spike when they went up one.
What did you think was funnier? Jude Bellingham trying to start some ish after the match, or the Argentine players finding the water bottle of the English goalkeeper, Pickford, and looking at his cheat codes. Now, I'll have to ask Jason Longshore. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, in baseball, you know, guys have a card in their back pocket in the outfield knowing which way they're supposed to shade.
Yeah. But the guys usually like to hit the ball.
The goalkeeper had all these plans on, if it's messy, feign this way, go that way. And some guys stay in the middle. But it was funny watching the Argentine guys all raising their eyebrows looking at that after the match.
Look, you try to take the analytics. Every sport does it. And utilize it. But at the end of the day, Mike, players play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened with Argentina.
England played too much defense, went into a turtle-like posture, lost the match.
All right, man, coming up, good stuff. Glad you didn't lose your control, and glad you're getting your tires.
Is dig ditching the ultimate insult at this stage? I didn't cuss. I did not cuss.
I know, but I'll let the listeners decide. All right, coming
that's
up.
That's a yes.
We will talk about the Falcons guys. Rookies report to training camp on July 24th. You know when that is? That's not tomorrow. That's the following Friday. That's how close we are to the start of training camp. A few things to get to, including Braves getting back to it tomorrow. Stay there, 5 o'clock hour straight ahead.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da!
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.